From WOSU Public Media in Columbus, Ohio, this is Classical 101's Opera Abbreviated. I'm your host, Christopher Purdy. Before many of you were born, I saw a performance of Massenet's opera Werther starring Franco Corelli. This great tenor was criticized for lacking French style, but the voice was always magnificent, and he looked great in the tight pants. But it must be said that a good-looking tenor must also sing and act at the top of his game. As he performs the melancholy dashing poet Werther, a creation of Goethe, a German novel by the man who invented Romanticism, it became a French-language opera by Jules Massenet. This opera requires very skilled singing actors, so the story doesn't come off as hokey. We're in the German city of Wetzlar around 200 years ago. We meet the local bailiff and his brood of children. Who, even though it's July, are rehearsing a Christmas carol. The family is looked after by Charlotte, the eldest daughter, in place of their mother who has recently died. Charlotte is engaged to a fine young man called Albert, and marrying him was her dying mother's last wish. But since Albert is out of town, it's deemed perfectly correct for Charlotte to be escorted to a local ball by a blind date, the young poet Werther. He is a very passionate, very headstrong young man. He's immediately smitten by Charlotte and the children, including another daughter, Sophie, who develops a crush on the feverish poet. Werther can't stop himself from pouring out his heart to Charlotte. She is moved, she is troubled, and she is unavailable. A few months later, Charlotte and Albert are happily married. The townspeople gather to celebrate the local pastor's wedding anniversary. Werther turns up. He can't leave Charlotte alone. She is kind, reminding him that she is now a married woman. He will always be welcome as a dear friend, nothing more. Not only this, but Sophie still has a mad crush on Werther. Werther ignores Sophie, who bursts into tears. Charlotte finally tells Werther to go away and leave her be, and if he does, he may return at Christmas. Albert overhears this. As Sophie cries, the pastor's procession forms, and Albert mutters, "Il aime," he loves her. And so we come to Charlotte alone in her home. It's Christmas Eve. Werther has written her, "I sit alone in my little room under a gray sky in the cold air." Today, this guy would be called a stalker. He'd either be locked up or pumped full of Zoloft and sent on his way. Alas, better living through chemistry has robbed us of such heavy romantic passion. Charlotte is in tears over Werther's misery and her own conflicted feelings. But it's Christmas Eve, and he turns up more besotted than ever. He picks up some verses by the poet Ossian that they translated together in happier times. Why do you awaken me, O breath of spring? When he storms off, Albert comes into the room cold as ice. He is well aware of what is going on. When a note comes from Werther asking to borrow Albert's pistols, he has the guns sent straight ahead. God, cries Charlotte, you cannot wish me to arrive too late. But it is too late. In Werther's little room on this snowy, cold Christmas Eve, he has shot himself. And he lasts just long enough to die in Charlotte's arms, while in the distance, the bailiff's children sing their carols. After Goethe published his novel, The Sorrows of Young Werther, young men all over Germany began killing themselves over their love affairs. And William Makepeace Thackeray in London wrote a poem. Werther had a love for Charlotte, such as words could never utter. Would you know how he first met her? She was cutting bread and butter. Charlotte was a married lady, and a moral man was Werther, and for all the wealth of the Indies would do nothing for to hurt her. So he sighed and pined and ogled, and his passion boiled and bubbled, till he blew his silly brains out, and no more was by it troubled. Charlotte, having seen his body borne before her on a shutter, like a well-conducted person, went on cutting bread and butter. Well, maybe so, but Massenet wrote powerful music for this score. It dares you to find it too sentimental. Werther is a tragic and passionate story of love not requited enough, of duty over romance, and the consequences of trying to ignore the heart and to do the right thing. I'm Christopher Purdy for Opera Abbreviated. And that's the final curtain on this edition of Opera Abbreviated from Classical 101, WOSU Public Media. I'm Christopher Purdy. For more information and for more podcasts, please go to wosu.org/classical101.